Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Let me tell you a little bit about Scott Mitchell, a mind-opening Bible teacher, host of Bible Mysteries podcast. Scott has been a student of the Bible, Bible history, and biblical mysteries for 40-plus years. His careers have spanned music, legal support, and technology. Scott has pastored a Bible church in Texas, is the founder of the Unlock the Bible Now ministry, and after years of study, Scott found the key to unlocking the secrets in the Bible. Scott began Bible Mysteries podcast, and his utbnow.com website shares the truth about what the world is trying to hide. Scott, welcome back.
It's great to be back, George. Good to hear you.
I'm looking forward to this, and how have you been?
I've been quite well. Last time you and I spoke, I had an attack happening in a hotel room as I was traveling, and this time I made sure to pray and armor up so the same attack won't happen again.
Was it a demonic attack on you?
I do believe so. You and I had spoken several times in the past, and I never had my throat just close up as if somebody grabbed it and closed it up, and I was struggling to even speak.
They did not want you to tell us whatever you were telling us that night.
I firmly believe that, and how silly of me not to think about making sure the armor of God was surrounding me. I just didn't think about it, and sure enough, that came through.
Scott, before we get into the UFO alien tie-in here, give us your description of fallen angels and what they are.
Yeah, so I believe that the Bible indicates the angels were created by God in the beginning, and evidently one-third of them joined one particular cherub in an insurrection against God. This particular cherub is named Lucifer. He wanted to be God, and he drew a third of the angels into this rebellion. There was a war, and it practically devastated our solar system. I believe the evidence is all around us. It's possible that the asteroid belt that we see today was a planet called Rahab in the Bible, and the devastation that came from that rained down on Mars and the moon and the Earth. But at one point, the Earth was their home. It was his dominion. And then God restored that planet, granted dominion of the Earth to man, whom he created much more recently than the angels. And the angels have been angry, and they've wanted it back ever since.
What made them go astray in the first place?
Pride. This entity named Lucifer was a cherub that was created, the most beautiful created being. full of the sum of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Every precious stone was his covering, according to Ezekiel 28, and that was not enough for him. He wanted more than just to be second fiddle to the Lord himself. He wanted to receive worship, and he was able to convince these angels to join him in a rebellion, probably by promising them some form of power or dominion themselves if they won the insurrection. And hence we get the phrase, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Have they grown in terms of stature or population amongst themselves?
I don't believe they have, but it's interesting you bring that up, George, because the angels themselves don't procreate amongst each other. We know that they violated God's commandment in Genesis 6 when they came down and procreated with human women to create the giants of the Nephilim. So the Nephilim had increased their numbers, at least up to the time when they were destroyed in the flood of Noah, and became the disembodied spirits, or demons, as people refer to them. But they'll be, I believe the alien abduction hybridization program is increasing their numbers now, because the devil knows he's outnumbered 2-1 in this upcoming battle, and he's creating an army, in my opinion, of hybrid human aliens that are much more, they're the Superman or the X-Men, you know, of our fantasy movies, but they're going to be, they're literally going to war against the God of heaven when he returns.
And how, yes, tell us how, Scott, you tied the alien phenomenon in with the fallen angels then.
Well, you know, it kind of starts with the passages in the Bible about the term the chariots of fire. In fact, that's episode 123 and 124 at BibleMysteriesPodcast.com if anybody wants to check it out. But these are vehicles of conveyance, you know, in those centuries of the prophets like Elijah, to see something flying across the sky, there were no cars or airplanes for them to equate that to. So in the language of their century, they're calling it a chariot of fire because it's the closest vehicle of conveyance that they can compare it to. But in reality, I believe what they were seeing were what we would call UFOs. And this idea that angels, unfortunately, Christianity is deeply infected with heresies, including Gnosticism today and Christoplatonism. And so we think of angels as these non-corporeal spirit beings, but they're not. They're very much physical and corporeal. When they have appeared in the Bible, they appear to look like men. They eat. They can be touched and handled. And these chariots of fire are drawn by horses of fire, according to the Bible and the Book of Kings and Samuel, so 2 Samuel. So we've got to change our thinking of this Western ideology from the Bible, when in fact it's an Oriental book, and we need to think mm-hmm. of it as a Middle Eastern book, you know, and with an Eastern mentality. And the ancients and the rabbis of old, they didn't think of angels as ghostly apparitions. They knew that they were physical beings that could be touched and held.
Scott, are the aliens all fallen angels, or are some of them indeed from other planetary systems?
That's the great question, George, that there's debate about. I fall on the side of they're not aliens. They're extraterrestrial in every sense of the word, because they're not from this planet necessarily. But I think that the grays, for example, that everybody talks about from, say, Roswell,
right?
They are probably host bodies for the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim. So that's where I come down on it. There's other opinions about that. But I believe they are probably carrying out an agenda. I don't think they want to be doing this. They would rather possess a human body if they could, and they're doing plenty of that too, particularly, in my opinion, in government. I believe politicians are mostly possessed. And that doesn't mean they're running around spinning their heads and spitting pea soup like the movies, you know. They're following a carefully orchestrated agenda of domination and destruction of civilization because they want to bring about this government of the Antichrist.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now, there's a program underfoot, of course, where we claim the abductions are done by extraterrestrials. You think there's another agenda here?
I really do, because if you think about the fact that in Genesis 6, when the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair and took them wives of which they chose, I believe there was an exchange that took place. They made a contract with humanity because God gave man dominion of the earth. So there's some rules of engagement they have to play by. And when they came down, they said, hey, give us your wives. We will give you technology. And the exchange took place. Well, when the wives were taken by these entities, these were fallen angels, but the children that were produced by them and the women of Earth were hybrids. So these became the giants of the Bible in the land of Canaan later on after that. But God destroyed the entire planet with a flood because of that. And, you know, the story of Noah is not the story we learned as little kids, where, you know, two of every kind of animal went in the ark mm-hmm. because people were just not nice to each other. No, there was a genetic corruption and manipulation of God's creation of not just humans, but of the animal kingdom. So chimeras and things like that from lore and mythology are probably true. And therefore, God destroyed even the animal kingdom except for the ones that he saved on the ark. What he placed on the ark were the only genetically pure humans and animals that he originally created from their kind, and he saved those, but destroyed the rest because they were not fully human. And I believe that these became the disembodied spirits, the dead Nephilim, the dead giants, and they are probably through their fathers, which are the fallen angels, the ones that remained unchained in hell because they weren't punished yet. They haven't done the same things that their brethren did. They're the ones that probably created or somehow manufactured host bodies for them. And that could somehow be an indication of what the grays potentially are.
Were they, Scott, abominations? I think they were, weren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, that's a great term for it, because we don't get this story from the Bible, but there's a book called the Book of Enoch, which is considered a non-canonical book, but it's historically significant. And it's the only book that tells of this story about the Nephilim in the details that we get from that. And I give it relevance only because it's actually cited in the Bible, in the book of Jude and by 2 Peter. But they state that these entities came, and when they fathered the offspring, these giants took over. The legends of the Titans and the Greek gods, all of that ties back to these things. And they practically destroyed and enslaved humanity. In fact, they even ate human beings, according to the Book of Enoch. Jeez. And so that's why men cried out to God for relief, and that's why they were destroyed. But these entities, because they were not human, they didn't die. I don't think they had souls. They didn't die like men. They died and became these disembodied spirits roaming around seeking a body to inhabit, whether human or animal.
In your podcast episodes, you talk about Satan's attack on children. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's something that's really come to my attention lately. We discussed that in episode 127 and 128. But all the way back in the Bible, there was the worship of a god named Molech or Baal. And the Canaanites were doing that. And then when the children of Israel were given the land, the conquest of Canaan was literally the destruction or eradication of more giants. And one of the abominations they were doing was they were burning their children in the fire to Molech. This is Satan's manifestation of himself as one of the gods, and he required blood sacrifices. So even Israel got caught up in doing this worship.
Now you go ahead. No, you go ahead, Scotty.
I was going to say that as a result of that, they were cursed by God. And so there's something about generational curses that came to my understanding from Exodus 20, when God had said, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children unto the third and fourth generation. And I thought, well, that's not fair, because they're children. They didn't do anything wrong. But the problem is it's the ramifications of what they did, that the adults, the parents did, that brought these repercussions onto children in later generations. And hence, I think we're seeing things now like sleep paralysis, generational curses, and the current attack on our children through gender dysphoria is being pushed, toxic masculinity, they talk about that, normalization of pedophilia, all that's happening right now. And that's why Jesus made a special curse on those who would offend these little ones that believe in me in Matthew 18. He wasn't kidding around.
What do you think sleep paralysis might be, if it's not just a medical term?
You know, it's really interesting, because it's dismissed as a medical or psychological thing if you look it up and search it on the web. But when you actually research the word, like nightmare, it's derived from an old English word, mare, which is not the horse, but it's a mythological demon or goblin who torments others with frightening dreams. That's what the actual mare was. And so I myself have experienced this, and I'll share a story with you if you want later. But these demonic entities, I believe, are attempting to lure children into deception, or it may be that what they're actually experiencing is the abduction phenomenon, and the screen memories that are given to them are all they can recall is maybe a bad dream.
Interesting. Now, what about your sleep paralysis experience? What happened to you?
Yeah, it's interesting, because when I was young, I didn't grow up in a religious family at all, and we never darkened the door of a church. And I recall having recurring nightmares as a young child, and one of them involved I would be asleep in my own room in my bed, but I was awake. It's like I could see my body lying on the bed as if I was outside of my body. And I would watch the body rise up off the bed, with the covers off, and I started to float down a hallway, a long, dark hallway, which I assume was my house, and it was going in the direction of, I guess, where my parents' bedroom was at the end of the house, but it was just dark and scary. And I would be struggling to wake up, but I couldn't move. You'd be screaming, but you couldn't move. And a very interesting thing happened recently, George, where this recurred a number of times, probably until I was around 13 or 14. And I'm now 60 years old. A few weeks ago, I was visiting my brother in Nashville, and he's just a few years younger than I am. And we were just having a discussion, and I never talked to him about this, never brought this up to him. We never talked about it. And I asked him if he had ever had any recurring nightmares when he grew up, when he was little. And he described the exact same dream that I had. Only difference was, he said, at the end of a dark hallway where there was some sort of an entity, some kind of an, he didn't describe it as a demon. I don't even think he's really a believer in the faith, but he described it as an entity. And of course, the hair stood up on the back of my neck, because we've never discussed this, and yet he had the same thing. And so I started thinking about, could these things be coming through because of something in our ancestry? You know, did we have some Masonic great-great-grandparent or some occult practice that made a covenant? And I began to look into generational
curse. Or a curse, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A generational curse. I think, like, the Kennedys were cursed a long time ago, weren't they?
Yeah, I believe that's very possible. If we take at literal value what God said in Exodus 20 about visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, then you can see where that's coming from. I can say that I had two sets of grandparents. My maternal grandparents were people of faith. My paternal grandparents were not. And my own father was an only child that struggled. And I'll tell you just a funny, not really funny, but a, kind of an interesting story that I learned much, much later in life, that my father's mother, my paternal grandmother, was basically forced to marry my grandfather. I don't think she loved him. I think she wanted another man. In fact, she even ran away, and her father, my great-grandfather, dragged her back to the altar, and she had to marry what ended up being my grandfather. But I don't believe there was any love between the two of them. And my father grew up in that sort of dysfunctional environment, so he didn't know how to love. And therefore, my siblings and I were raised it was like a cycle, a pattern was being repeated. And interestingly enough, my grandmother's father was a Presbyterian minister, you know, but she had enough of Christianity. She wanted nothing to do with it. And you can imagine why in her mind, you know, after that. And so it's almost as though at somewhere in the family line where we might have been a family or people of faith, that faith was abandoned and that the curse began. And I don't know if it was with my grandmother or before that, but that's just the way I was analyzing it.
If you were to have told them then about fallen angels and aliens, what would they have said?
My family or my grandparents?
Yes.
You know, I have one set of grandparents that would have talked to me with an open mind, and they were students of the Bible, and they were the people that probably were praying for me and gently encouraging me through that time of I would say, ignorance or darkness when I was young. So I thank God for them. They would have had that discussion with me. I've got other members of my family. I even asked my brother point blank, do you believe in demons? And without hesitation, he said no. Even though he shared the dream with me about the entities, he said no. So there's a cognitive dissonance, and I think we probably try to suppress bad memories, bad feelings, and, you know, that your body will remember what the mind forgets.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox